Well, thank you for being here. This is our annual business meeting, and so we have plenty of things to get to, but you'll notice that your packets are thinner than usual, because for once I printed everything double-sided, which will throw you off if you normally pull out one page and stick it somewhere, and now you have stuff on the back you can't see. So hopefully that doesn't throw too many people off. You'll see when we get to the budget, we need to pinch those pennies, so saving a little bit on paper. All right, well, we'll take Pastor's prayer as our opening prayer, and I make a motion that we begin the business session. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Mrs. Kaiser. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. We are officially in business. So while you will first read to you the minutes from the last quarterly business meeting, which was on October 15th, 2025. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Seth Tunis, acknowledged Pastor Weigel's opening prayer as the business meeting's opening prayer. He moved the church consider itself in business session. Nancy Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the minutes of the June 16th, 2025 quarterly meeting and moved to accept them as read. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. Treasurer David Tunis read four financial reports, the General Fund third quarter budget report, the year-to-date budget report, the Missionary and Deacon Fund third quarter report, and the investment report. David moved to accept the reports as read. Don Atterbury seconded the motion that passed. For the chairman's report, Seth reviewed the church calendar. Cheryl Weigel urged referring to the Halloween activity as the Halloween community outreach. Seth read the old business notes. He reported the church website is nearing completion with Jeremy Thompson as our new webmaster. Cheryl Weigel complimented the good job of painting around the church building. With no other old business, Seth moved to close old business. Karen Kopp seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the new business notes. He reported that Pastor Miru is in Canada and will later go to the UK to gather financial backing for the Trinitarian Bible Society building in Ethiopia. He commented that our front doors are having problems caused by the weight and shape of the doors. To properly care for the Webb family, new topic, to properly care for the Webb family as they return too late from New Jersey to fix a meal, it was decided to hold a fellowship dinner. Needed items for the Halloween community outreach will be listed in the bulletin. No further new business. Seth moved to close new business. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. Dave Tunis moved to adjourn the business session, and Don Atterbury seconded the motion that passed. Seth Tunis closed in prayer. Respectfully submitted, Cheryl Weigel, Secretary. Comments, questions, corrections from the minutes of the previous meeting? No? Then I make a motion we accept the minutes as read. Is there a second? Seconded by Jerry Thompson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So now if you flip to the next page, you'll see you're on F1, and I'll yield the floor here for the treasurer to do F1, F2, M1, M2, and I1, because I didn't lose.
If I'm lucky, I'll skip a few pages and and finish early. The first one, F1, yes. The fourth quarter, 2025, and we'll compare mostly the quarterly budget versus the actual results. And so you see the first thing I want to look at is the envelope contributions. Now you see the budget was $16,425, and the actual amount that came in was $20,772. You'll notice in December, it was a larger than usual amount of money came in that time frame. So we ended up with the variance on the envelope contributions being positive by $4,297. The MyEO contributions, the envelope, the ones that come in through the online giving, we fell short a little bit for this quarter, $5,436 versus $4,937. So we were nearly $500 short there. The investment transfers in, we had $150 budgeted, and the actual amount was $3,500. You'll see the variance was $2,000. There was a reason that number's $2,000 is we emptied, we took all that we were allowed to have for the year, and so that finished us up there with that, and that will come out on the rent. We were even with that, and the race we didn't have any race, so we didn't have any. The variance is kind of not relevant there, the negative amount. And we had nothing else. So as we look at the quarterly budget was for $26,661. We had $31,709 actual. So we were positive in the fourth quarter by $5,048.64. Comparing that with then looking at the expenses, we see as we go down the variances, we see when we get down to gas, we were positive by $90.98. As you look at the electrical electricity, it was $233.76 positive, 90 cents positive on communication. Water, we were positive by 63 cents, trash service, 68 cents. These were all, we were pretty sure what they were going to charge us over that time period, and we managed to get pretty close to it on our guesses. The building insurance, at the beginning of the year, we noted that they had hiked the rates a little bit higher than our estimates, and so well, actually, that when it rolled over in October was when we really got hit with a higher rate than what we had been used to. So we were negative by $329.50, really survivable. Workman's comp, we were negative by $210, and that should be of no concern because that's just a small bill for the year, so we go ahead and pay it once a year. And we have a little bit we pick up the first of the year when they do all the audits and things. So we were negative $210 there, but for the year we'll be look a little better there. Missions was on target. Office positive by $90. Maintenance positive by $150. And then we come to ministry, and this was the quarter we had our Halloween thing, and we had Barry Webb and some missionaries and such like during this period of time. So we were negative in the ministry column by $2,160. And then on the parsonage, we budgeted, our budget for the quarter would have been $1,995. And our actual results, we spent $2,829.86. Take a look at November, you'll see why. It was the taxes that are always with us, so we can't escape those. We have to pay them. All right, so anyway, all together then, let's see if we can put this together. Our quarterly budget for income was $26,661, and the income came in at $31,709 plus change. And then our expenses was $29,628 plus change. So we were positive in the income versus the expenses by $2,081. So looking over the entire numbers, we were in a little we spent more money in October and November, and then we had positive in December. Leaving us for the quarter with $2,081.23 positive. We look at seasonal projects, and here we have an interesting look because we were working on the windows project here at the end, and we had no time frame that we could depend upon, and we had to have money available to do things. So you can see in October we had money taken from the account of $8,300, and there the projects were November was $2,000 that came out, and then you'll see we did not have any expenses until in December, when we ended up paying out $8,767 for window projects, but that wasn't all of it because there was some left over. And our leftover at the end of the year was $1,533, and we still had a little work to do, about $1,450. So that was left there to cover that, which was paid out here in January for that. So that would have, if they'd gotten their work done and their bills turned in, that would have been a very small amount left over for that. But we had to keep it on hand just in case they got it done and finished it up. For the total quarter, total income was $42,009.64. The combined total expenses were $38,395.41. And with their leftover was $3,614.23. We started the quarter with $5,386.15, and we ended the quarter with $9,038, and plus the $100 in the online account, and that was $9,138. There was also one check. One of our performers in Halloween did not present the check to the bank, so there might have been a little bit. There would have been an extra $100 in there that hasn't been paid out yet, or may never be paid out, as the case may be. We need to look then at the entire year, and we see our budget. The grand total, if we start with the income, the grand, the amount of total income we expected was $106,644, and that was spread out by, first of all, we had the envelope considerations, and the actual amount, $67,054.50. The budget called for $65,700. So we were positive there by $1,354.50, I guess. negative in the envelope contributions by $1,580.88. You guys will help me if these numbers are rather small tonight and I've got the wrong glasses on. Got my good glasses on. Investment transfers in. You see there, we budgeted to take $6,000 in case we needed it. We needed it. And so we were even there. We took out just what we were allowed to take according to the budget. And then for the rent, you'll notice we had an actual amount of $10,200 was our budgeted amount to bring in rent-wise. And that's got to cover all of the expenses of the parsonage and leave some left for capital improvements later, like roofs and other repairs. Well, let's jump ahead and look down where the parsonage was. The expenses for the parsonage for the year, the actual amount was $10,103.10. And so we just about spent everything that came in. We were left with $100 left, so we didn't go in the red. So let's look at some of the other budget categories here. On the race, we were a little short, $95. And then as you look at the other budget items, our gas, we were positive for the whole year. We had positive by $260.17. And the electricity, we didn't go over badly there. Or we didn't go over at all. We were positive by $196.17. So we did pretty good with our energy conservation going on here. And I mean, some of the colder weather came after the bills were paid, so after these bills. So we'll see some in January that may be shocking. I don't know. Then we were positive by on our communication budget by $360, and then the bill came in this month for January. They already raised it for this year. So I don't know. We'll look at our new budget and see how we do. Also, we were negative by $1.31 in the water and trash. We were positive by $20. We were negative $1.31 in the water and positive in the trash service by $30.84. And the building insurance, we were a negative for the whole year by $802. So they raised us enough to put our budget for the year into the negative. And then workman's comp, we were positive by $168. Then we were even for missions. That's a fixed expense pretty much. And then for office, positive by $356.69. We were maintenance budget was positive by $384.35. And those are not the big items that really do it to us. But here in the ministry, for the year, $1,535 that we paid out more than what we budgeted. And then we talked about the parsonage. We had budgeted, the expenses should have run, regular expenses of the parsonage should have run $7,980. And this year they ran $10,103. We had a couple repairs over there and ran us a little bit over. Altogether then, negative on the income for the year. We were minus $316.38 in revenue. And for expenses, we were negative $3,071.59, so we were $3,387.97 off in our calculations. The seasonal income and the seasonal expenses compared. We installed a new air conditioning unit, heating and air conditioning unit in the foyer, so it keeps it a little warmer and cooler out there. Not so chilly in the, not so hot in the summer. Mostly the furnace was working pretty good, but it was the air conditioning unit that needed replacing. We did that back there in March, and then we had window work done. You can see some of the money coming into the fund and going out, and so the windows, the projects, and the air conditioner basically. $19,744. And so there was a difference of $1,533 of what came in, what went out. There's no budget there, so it's no comparison of what we needed. Altogether then, your church brought in through offerings and through its investment program, $127,604.62, and your treasurer spent for you $129,459.59, and so that was $1,854.79 more than what we expected according to our actuals. I believe that's the way it runs. So we started the year off with $10,855.35, and when we got to the end of December, we had $9,000.38 left, plus 100 holding down the account balance in the MyEO account. So $9,100.38 available to start the year. Any questions? Then for the missions, we will first do the quarterly missions, October, November, December. And you see general fund support, $3,600. The designated amounts, $350. The love offerings, $5,750 there. Undesignated, $205. And then the total of the investment tie that came in was $478. Total amount of income, $10,383. No cents. And then you can see where it all went, and what you can dig through that and see what you like. We'll just give you the totals here. The total that went out in December, or it went out in at the end of the for the whole quarter. Total that went out during the quarter, $13,300, and that was. That was $2,917 more than we brought in, and you'll see kind of what we did here. The Mission Fund started the quarter with $3,103.27. Then you can consider your income that came in each month, and you consider the expenses that went out, and the reason that there was a negative number at the end of the expenses there, or between the income and the expenses, that is that we went ahead and gave out to the missionaries nearly all the money that was in the account, and we ended the balance at the end of the year $186.27. So it's been one concept that we have is that maybe the missionaries need the money more than we do. So we try to round everything off and disperse it where it needs to be. Deacon Fund, we had no change during the quarter, was left with $1,025. And then the Youth Fund, we started with nothing there. We had, at this quarter, we had $25 added. So the total, combined total of missions, deacons, and Youth Fund, $1,236.27 left in the bank. For the year, however, we'll have the same balance at the end of the year, but you can see how it was spent all during the year, and you can take your sheet home and you can look through that and see how it went. The general fund support went in at $14,400. We had designated amounts of $25,860. And then we had love offerings of $6,550. We had undesignated amounts of $1,580. And then the investment tithe that went in was $1,637. And then the last thing is, you recall, we were doing a project over in Ethiopia. During the first part of the year, we had some great opportunities there to accomplish something. And so the investment fund transfers of $48,000, and everything totaled up to $98,027, very close to $100,000 that went to missions during the year, or that was that came in for missions, that would be. And then as it went out, we see the money going out to our regular missionaries. And then we had our Ethiopian project at funded at $93,520. It was actually last year we had some money left over that was designated for that project anyway. And so we used that plus the other. There's a few fees there that we end up having to pay. One was one set of fees is the wire transfer fees to get the money from here to Ethiopia safely, and I think we've discovered a better way to do that. It cost a little bit less, and check printing fees. A lot of our mission work is done with checks. $49.11 on that one, and then. You can see some other missionaries in Barry Webb, Casey Ray, and then Pastor Amiru and Pastor Weigel each got love gifts that were given to them at the end of the year. So altogether then, we took in $98,027. We sent out $459.11, and we have a negative amount of $25,432.11, and that was probably the money that was left from the earlier balance. As you see down in the starting balance in the mission fund for the year was $25,818, and we ended up with $186.27. So we spent it all, nearly. Deacon Fund looks like it's pretty consistent for the whole year. We didn't have not much came in, not much went out. And so there we are. The Youth Fund, we had some money came in, $678 in the first quarter. And then the second quarter is $185, and $300 came in the third quarter. And then the expenses, $678 early and $485 later, and we were left with the $25 at the end. Altogether then, we had $1,236.27 in combined balances left in that one. Now, I think we have one page here. Yes, just one more page to do, and then we'll be done. We shortened it up. We didn't give you the great list of all of the wonderful things that I bought and sold for the church. So you can just kind of look through the market values. They're typical market values. A few of them, you can see January's and December's on there for a couple years back. And then all this year, how the balances went. When we ended in December, we were a little low, $421,439.43. I didn't bring my paper up with the amount on it, but it was we're about $434,000 in there, and yet all the money that came out, it's amazing. It didn't make the balances change too much. But the work that was done is probably invaluable. The mission fund, the draw that we took out of this investment fund, you see year to date here was $49,637. Last year we took $42,088, and since we started this, the mission fund has got $178,197.06. The general fund, we had to take some money for the regular operation of the church, mostly maintenance here. And you can see the last quarter of 2025, we took out $17,000 there. And then year to date, $30,577. Last year, we took out $19,000. I mean, by last year, I mean 2024. We took out $19,402.29, and altogether, this investment fund has given $268,153.50, and that started when we sold the other building. So that's what we've used. Wire transfers, you can see there. There was a wire transfer in the fourth quarter that went directly out of the investment fund. It was for $5,015. I think the $15 might have been for the wire transfer fee. Then we have a total of draw for the quarter of $22,593. The last quarter, $25, and then the year to date for the full year was $85,229. So if you take that 85, if we hadn't taken any, you can go add that back up in there, and you'll be pretty close to $500,000 that the investment fund would be worth, maybe more because of dividends that were foregone because of it. Then you can see here how this operates. This next list shows you the months. It shows you the actual dividend payments that were made. And then there's a year to date that accumulates to the end. Okay, so $14,444.34. A lot of fours in there. And then you can see the average per month each month as you went along. Any questions on that? For the mission or anything else? Okay, if you have no questions, then I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we accept these reports as written.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the reports as read. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Pastor Muir back there. And then any discussion before we go to the vote? Any other comments, or sometimes we skip that? Try to keep things. Sometimes I do things in order. Sometimes they're out of order, but that's okay. All right. All in favor then, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So moving on, if you flip to the back side of your investment fund sheet, you'll see the church calendar with the line of present tense after today's congregational business meeting. The next deacon board meeting has been moved a week back for some folks that are traveling. And then we have most of our events dropped in here and into the calendar. Left an empty box around the Christmas fellowship breakfast because I didn't know if we were going to do it the whole week before Christmas being a Saturday, or if we were going to do it the Sunday after. Do it before. Okay, so you can write before Christmas. So somewhere around the 19th or whatever Sunday that is. It'll get typed in on the next ones. All right. Is there any other calendar events, church calendar events we need to make sure we have on record or add to this? Yes, my wife?
Teen camp is the week of July 20th and 25th.
July 20 to 25. July 27 to
August
1. No worries. We'll get them somewhere along in there. Get them added in. Anything else? Nope. Okay. Well, then we'll keep moving on into the rest of the old business. Under the web presence, live stream, social media, or tech initiatives or something, I'll come up with a new title for that at some point. We mentioned in the last meeting that we were redoing the website to get that working again. That's all complete, up and running. Feel free to visit it. Feel free to identify anything that looks funny or that you want changed or anything. Feel free to use the picture off the website to make a fake user profile and send out requests to everybody in the church requesting for money. And because Pastor Weigel will text you and ask for you to go buy gift cards for cancer patients, because that's something he would do, right? So, all right. So I'm sure it's all linked in at some point there. YouTube, Facebook, all that's doing its thing. Little note that the lapel mic system was replaced. We actually now have two lapel mics that we can use at the same time. So if we have a dueling pastor's preaching or something, or if we need to do a translation service where someone's speaking and someone's translating, they could both have a lapel mic. The old lapel mic was in this building when we moved in. It was in this closet back here. There's a hole right there. You can still see it. It was up on a shelf in that room over there. And I said, hey, we didn't have a lapel mic before. Now we have one. And it worked okay, but it was old enough that it finally died of old age. So that's been replaced. We have a better one. Recent deacon board activity, the windows being replaced. We got that. That job's all done. Just have to get it painted and don't want to do that in the cold weather. So that'll wait until it's a bit warmer out there. And then potential projects for 2026, just so that you're aware. But nothing has been committed. We haven't made any obligations to anyone to do any of these things, but we were just looking at them. We had mentioned the front doors in the last meeting that they're sagging because of the design on them. But this rear entry back here, we've been talking about maybe calling it Jody's awning or Jody's patio or something, I don't know, call it something, but actually get an awning that goes out to the parking lot. Partially because that would be good to have, but also because the one that's attached to the wall back there that's really small was falling off of the wall. So we got it anchored in place so it's not going to fall off, we need to do something with it. So that's a thing. And the Parsonage deck, we talked about it before, it's still a potential project for this year, maybe. Those are just things that we've been thinking about, so we want to make sure everyone's aware of them. Was there any other old business? Things we've discussed before we need to bring to the floor before we move into the fun new stuff? Nope. All right, then I make a motion. We accept the old business as reviewed. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Jerry Thompson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to new business. We have some elections we need to do. Some ballots and things. No, not really. The 3-year deacon terms for both Don Atterbury and Dr. Michael Kopp have expired this year. The deacons have nominated them both for 3-year term renewals. So that recommendation from the deacon board counts as a motion. Is there a second to that motion? Anyone who'd like to second the motion to re-elect Don Atterbury and Dr. Kopp? Mrs. Weigel would like to do that. Any comments or discussion before we put it to a vote? Any reason to split them up between the two because you are thinking about voting for one and not the other? No? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries, noting no opposition. Then, continuing on to the fun part, this is our 2026 budget. So if you were to flip to the next page, and you're welcome to do so, I'm just going to read through some of the highlights, and then we'll hit it, take the motion from the deacon board to approve it, and then get a second, and then discuss it. We usually identify these by the total for it. The total income needs to match the total expense. So this is the $113,532 budget. Most lines were increased due to increased costs across the board. Very few stayed exactly the same. Very few hit our budget targets like right on. There's some little things like trash. Yay, we won, you know, on a $20 a month bill or whatever it is. But everything else, especially the Parsonage, was a big one that we just we spent more than what we had planned on just about everything. So key changes, we're requesting that you, the congregation, grow another 3% on your actual giving for the year. So whatever you gave last year, if you think through 3% of that and add that to what you're giving, that would meet the new budget, or bring in more people to give more as well. We also plan to use an increased investment fund stipend. We went from $500 a month to $800 a month on the budget to line up the numbers in case we need it. Now, if we don't need it, obviously we don't take it. But if we need it, it's there. And then Dave doesn't feel bad pulling money out of the investment fund to pay for things because we've already authorized it here and now. It's okay to pay the bills with some investment money. There's also an increase on the rental rate of the church parsonage. It's not a private, it's a private relationship with them, but the rent amount is public knowledge because of it being in our church budget. We've charged $850 a month for the past 3 years with no increases over there. Meanwhile, the costs of that property and the repairs of that property have gone up. So looking at it, the only reasonable thing to do would be to have to raise the cost to the tenant in order to stay afloat on that. Otherwise, we're using church funds just to keep a property going that we're losing money on continually. So increase that to $935, which is 10%. So 10% increase on the rental rate over there. We decided with inflation and everything, we should increase the pastor's compensation packages by 5% overall. You'll see on some of the columns that I put on the sheet that they don't, each line may not be 5%, but because of the way they're calculated, we aimed for 5% for the total for each pastor. And then the ministry allocation, we we had a budget line item there, but we spent more than that, and we tend to bring in more guest speakers. We tend to have our, well, we have a, for a while we didn't have an evangelist coming every year, so we didn't have that regular expense. So we increased that to actual. So flipping over to the next page there, you can see the budget numbers, and then off to the right, you can see the percent difference from the 2025, either from the budget amount or from the actual amount on each of these line items. And you'll see that over actual, some of them are considerably high. Over budget, some of them are high. These are the numbers that, as the deacons look at, you know, the gas bill for the year, look at the electric bill for the year, these are the numbers that we believe we need to accomplish what we're doing here. I didn't mention it, but like on the missions line, keep the same six missionaries at $200 a piece. So no raises for them. That's basically it. So it was there as you look through there and you see some of those little notes, the building insurance, you saw that on the budget for the year, the building insurance went up considerably. So we're trying to land that with where it's going to be for the year. There are some things that either landed in ministry that might have been in office, like the calendars and envelopes, trying to make sure those land in the right spot. For the past 2 years now, I think we've done a piano tuning just before our evangelist gets here, and I don't think we did them annually prior to that. So it's good to do them. So we're trying to make sure we have that in there as a thing to do. And then maybe tune our piano at home too sometime. Yeah. We have a motion from the deacon board to approve this budget. So we'll take that. We'll take the recommendation from the board as the motion. Is there a second to that motion? Someone who'd like to second this budget? It dies for a lack of second. Dave doesn't get to spend any money. Mrs. Karen Kopp there seconds it. All right, then, discussion on the motion before we put it to a vote. Comments, questions, thoughts? Anyone? Nope. Oh, there you go. Break the ice. I could interrupt Pastor during it when he's... Now I'll ask the ushers to come, and I'll be like, now hold on. Before they get here, you guys better dig deep, because we need another 3% out of you to make the budget. I don't know if we'll make a formal announcement. I mean, we if you go back to previous budgets, we've increased the amount that we asked the congregation for, but we don't make a formal announcement of it. Maybe put a sign up. Church inflation 2026. Yes, sir.
You need to pray that God prospers his people this year and will automatically be.
That'll work. We get inflation down. Stop having the cost of everything going up. I was commenting that Speedway raised the water rate, but they only raised the water rate. Now they need to raise the storm, the sewer rate. Now they need, and then there's an increase that's the trash service is part of that too. So instead of taking that pill all at once, it was like, oh, okay, we'll take it. And now it's like, and this, and this, and this. So wait, it's like buying a car, right, Jerry? You get there, you sit down at the desk, and they're like, oh, well, there's this extra fee and this and this and this. And they don't want you to talk them out of it. Yeah. So you start off by asking them for a lower price to begin with. And then once they add that stuff in, you're still where you're better off than where you started. So that's good. Any other comments, questions, concerns on the budget? Want to change something here? All right. Well, then we had a motion. We had our second. So put it to a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So up there where it says Deacon Board Proposal, we will put Congregation Approve. Approved. And this is the budget that we will work off of for the rest of the year. Next, just a recap here for from Pastor Amiru from the last Deacon Board meeting, the property in Ethiopia. We had it purchased and it sat there and then we have a full big quote from a company to finish all the work. They really want a contract to do the whole thing all at once. But there is some work that has been done, a little thing. So the bottom floor, that first floor, has been cleaned up. Cement work has been finished. I don't think that's not the whole wall around it, is it? No, but it's just the floor. Okay. Water, they've got water now. So there's a water line run to the property, and they get fresh water. That's basic incoming water lines that's been provided to the building, not a sewer line. There's no sewer line taking it away or anything yet, but they actually have running water at the site, and they have a basic electrical service that's been installed there as well, so they can start powering equipment and tools, things like that. And I didn't put it in here, but Pastor Miru, they've got somebody who's going to be keep an eye on the property and making sure that vandals don't come, you know, strip the copper wire or whatever they could do. But there's not a specific church project. An open door project to funnel more money out there. If you remember, we sent the remaining $5,000 that was in the investment fund. That was that wire transfer that you saw on the investment fund sheet. So all of the money that we had booked as an entity has gone over there. So anyone that feels compelled to help with that, you can always put it in the offering plate with a designated, the Amharic Bible Society building project, and we'll get it funneled through there. So that's not a problem. Anyone who wants to contribute to it can always do so. They probably need, what was the total to finish the whole structure? What was another 200,000 or something? 110,000 to finish it out. So they got about 100,000, 100 something thousand to get it purchased and get it to where it is. And they just, now they just need to finish it out. It's another $100,000 to get there. So if you have it, you can put it in, and along with that extra 3%. Yes?
I was just, I don't know whether I told you when I got back that I heard two engineers over there that had looked at that building and said, we got a real good deal on it.
Yeah, so good structure, good bones. Well, it might have been a TV show. Got a good structure here. So it'll hold and it'll withstand storms. Just got to get it finished up nice and pretty and fully functional, so it's ready to go. That's it for me and the structured comments I had for tonight. Is there any other new business that needs to be brought from the floor? Yes, madam. On that side of the building? Good to know.
I've never noticed it on
this
side, but just on that side.
Yeah, that one's just pipes bolted to the wall. Oh, well, do you mean the one that's on the actual side that's pipe anchored to the wall, or the one that's...
Yeah, the one on the first part from the back door.
Okay. Yeah. We need to do something with that. Maybe we connect it to the awning or something. I'm going to put it down on our list. We keep a project list. We will escalate that repair. Goes in that maintenance budget. it'll be cheaper to fix than to fix the person that it breaks when they fall. People cost a lot more to fix than things. Yeah. Anything else? Any other business to bring to the floor? There's nobody over there to slide notes under the door about the ice cream machine. Chocolate milk fountain. All right, then I'll make a motion to accept the new business as discussed as well. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Jerry Thompson. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. New business is closed. And so I'll entertain a motion from the floor to adjourn if someone would like to so move. So moved by Angela Tunis. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Don Atterbury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. And so we'll close in prayer, and I'll hand it off to Pastor Amiru to close us in prayer tonight.